as I said earlier, I tend to leave a field when it's too crowded. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So after, also I think it's a good idea to change your job from time to time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you become stale.
Mm-hmm.
So a long time ago, I sort of set somewhere around 10 years as a time to stay at one place.
Mm-hmm.
So after 10 years at MIT, there's this opportunity at Purdue coming up. They want to start a laboratory for information and signal processing. Mm-hmm. And then they're looking for a director. So I went there and then heading up the lab. And also started to getting more into image enhancement instead of compression.
Mm-hmm.
More interested in image enhancement, restoration, and also gradually looking into the analysis aspects, recognition, mm-hmm. and so forth. Now the one interesting thing we did when I was at Purdue is looking into some of the nonlinear filters, especially the so-called medium filter.
Medium.
Mm-hmm. The medium filter is for reducing noise in an image.
Mm-hmm.
The conventional way is take the local average, replace each point by the average of a neighborhood, mm-hmm. to smooth out noise. But it's not very effective when the noise is type of spike type of noise,
mm-hmm.
Like salt and pepper, which is very common in digital transmission.
Mm-hmm.
So it turned out the medium filter is much better. You take, for a given point, you take a neighborhood around it. Instead of replace the middle point by the mean, you replace by the median gray level.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the analysis, it turned out it'll take out the spikes very easily and also have the nice property of keeping edges sharp.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the mean, the edges will be smeared out.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked into this and actually found a very efficient algorithm. So this algorithm became very popular. So most of some of the software packages today have this algorithm in it.